This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1300. Are you an All Ears English nut?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Have you heard native speakers use the phrase in a nutshell? What do they mean when they say this? And what other nut idioms can you use to sound natural? Get a handful of them today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well, Michelle. It's going well. How about you?
I'm good over here. Mention, you were just telling me that you went to a hockey game?
I went to a hockey game. Yeah, I went to see the, Denver Avalanche is the name of the team. And yeah, it was cool. I mean, you know, hockey is a cool sport to watch because it's always been kind of a rough sport.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, punching. I think they've kind of taken out the punching out of pro hockey a bit, but it used to be like lots of punches and it's just fun to watch, I guess.
Did they win or did the other team
win? They did win. Yeah, they won. Yeah.
That's fun. Is it like, do you live near the stadium?
Well, you know, it's in downtown Denver, so we had to take a lift to get there, but yeah, it's just downtown. It's not.
That's pretty cool. I do. I like hockey. That's one sport that I can watch because it's exciting. It's like always moving.
It is. It's constantly moving. It's only three periods and they're only 15 minutes each, right? But and then new people are always coming in the game. It's a lot more active than baseball.
Yes.
Right? Baseball, there's a lot of standing around.
That's true. Lindsay, did you eat anything at the game?
Well, yeah, I was already full, but you know, we got snacks, of course. So I had a bag of nuts, but they were like they were roasted and kind of sweet nuts. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not just simple peanuts, but nuts that had been
honey roasted.
Yeah, exactly.
Like with sugar on it, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, those are so good. They smell so good. They're always in New York.
Yes. I know, especially around Christmas time. You see them on the street. You can smell them. Oh my gosh.
I feel like they smell even better than they taste.
I know. I didn't need the calories or anything, but I went for it anyways. Because when you go to a sporting event, it's fun. You get a drink, you get a beer, you get a snack. It's just you enjoy it. You live it up.
That's awesome. Well, how convenient that you had a bag of nuts at the hockey game, because we are going to be talking about this topic today.
That is very convenient. What a coincidence.
It is, because we have a question from an Instagram follower named Khaled that, you know, touches on this subject a bit about, well, and Khaled wants to learn the idiom in a nutshell.
Oh, it's such a smart question, by the way. I guess Khaled must have been listening to something in English or talking with natives, because this is so common. And I like this phrase.
Me too. It's fun. I like it.
It's fun. It's convenient. And it's good to use because you want to, well, we'll get into what it means in a second. Right, Michelle?
Definitely. But before we do that, we want to read the iOS app reviewers.
Oh my gosh. We want to say a special thank you to the people that reviewed our app. Guys, remember, we do have an iOS app where you get real-time transcripts at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Okay. So I want to say a special thank you to Gang 30. Thank you to Stamina at from China. Someone whose name I can't read from Brazil, and then Maria from Russia. And she had such a nice review. She said, I came across this show absolutely by chance. It's a true treasure and an endless flow of inspiration. I'm so grateful to every single person on the team involved.
Aww.
Wow. Thanks, Maria. That is such a cool
review. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah. And thanks to everyone else. Guys, remember.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can ask a question right inside your review. So another great place to connect with us, get your name on the show, get your question out there. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, good. Well, so Khaled, I'm so glad you asked this. I love this phrase. It provides imagery. If for some reason, I think of a cartoon peanut with like a Mr. Peanut type. And and it's fun. And it also kind of makes me hungry.
For sure. For sure. Do you prefer, what's your favorite kind of nut, Michelle, between like peanuts, almonds?
I like pistachios.
Pistachios. That is very unique. I feel like those cashews are kind of weird. Yeah. Wait, cashews or pistachios?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, but I'll choose pistachios as number one, but cashews as number two. What about you?
I'm not a fan of cashews. They're kind of weird tasting to me. A lot of people love them, I know, but I don't know. They don't really do it for me. I really like walnuts. Because they're oily.
I think walnuts are those are the big ones.
Walnuts.
Like the big funny shaped ones.
Yeah, the ones that have the weird shape.
See, I don't like those.
Okay, I love them.
Those
I think they're
ones
so
taste dry
good.
To me.
No, they can, but if you put them in like a cereal, like an oatmeal, a bowl of oatmeal, it's so good. It's the best.
That's funny.
And then almonds. Almonds are good, but
they can be.
I think they can be a little dry sometimes though. Almonds.
Yeah, that's funny that one of my favorite nuts is one of your favorite nuts and vice versa. So it would be good if we went to like a bar, a bar where they were serving different nuts and we wouldn't be competing.
We'd have no problem. We should have a debate in another episode, which is the better nut.
That's right. Oh my gosh, I love it. So we're going to get more into this topic, but guys, episode 637 is one you should listen to, which is listen to this meaty episode to learn how to talk about animals and food in English. So go ahead and listen to that one. And then what's another one, Lindsay?
Okay. Yeah, these are fun. I love when we do food episodes. So 1145, guys, the title is How to Be the Cream of the Crop in English. So good. Check those out for sure.
Awesome. So today we are going to talk about why you should say things like in a nutshell rather than say way too much. So what does in a nutshell mean, Lindsay?
Well, it's saying basically, mm-hmm. right? So it's a way to say that you are about to summarize things and you're going to spare everyone, right? You're going to keep their keep them from going crazy and you're not going to be so long-winded, right? Mm-hmm. I know people that could use this more often.
yes. And actually, I think we've done episodes about that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So yeah, like basically if I were to say, so I don't know if I'll go, but I'll probably go. We'll see. In a nutshell, I don't know yet.
Yeah. Whereas if you hadn't said that, you could have gone on and you could have said, well, I may go if, you know, I can pick up the baby by this time. And you might be too long winded. So instead, just say in a nutshell, I don't know yet.
Exactly. And guys, we love episodes that give idioms based on a particular topic, right? We've done horses, as mentioned, with animals in general. So one more is episode 1276. We did an episode about animals that's not about animals. That was pretty recent.
These are so fun. Yeah. So why is this important, Michelle? Why are we getting into this?
Well, because sometimes things have double meanings. And if you don't know them, you might miss a joke and miss connecting with someone. So you really have to learn multiple meanings or how different things can be used, not only in the literal sense, but also in a more figurative, idiomatic way, which is what we're going to focus on today.
Yeah, completely. I mean, this is why we're here for you guys, right? You've learned the basics of English. You know them. You've had textbooks, you've had classes, but now it's time to refine your understanding and really use it to connect, right? Because this is the gap we want to fill in for you here.
For sure. I love it. So today we are going to be talking about nuts and nutshells and all those kinds of different things. So okay. This is going to be a fun episode. So Lindsay, yeah. What's another thing that you can use with nuts?
Okay. So definitely very common. Someone that's nuts, like that person's nuts, right? That's right. Or that thing is nuts. That idea is nuts.
Right. Sorry, that should say something or someone.
Right, okay. Right. Because it works for both, right?
Right. Exactly. It basically means crazy, right? So for example, you could say, she thinks I'm nuts for wanting to run the marathon, but I don't care.
Yeah. Or you could also say it's nuts that they don't remove the snow from, you know, November to March, for example. Something is nuts. A concept, an idea is nuts.
Right. That's really common. Lindsay, this next one makes me laugh. It makes me, I don't say this, but it's a fun one to know. So if somebody just says like, nuts.
I feel like this is more like 1980s or something, right?
Yeah,
like,
it makes me think of The Simpsons for some reason. I don't know why.
Or maybe we've just become, on this show, we don't swear, we don't curse, but I feel like a lot of people nowadays might curse instead. Maybe we've become a more vulgar culture overall.
Maybe that's it.
Over the years, but for example, if you wanted to use this, say, oh, nuts, I forgot my subway pass. Okay. Yeah. Old timey. You're right.
Yeah, definitely. All right. And another thing you could say is that you're a something nut, which means you're very obsessed with something, right? So you could say something like, oh, sorry, I can't come. I'm a total basketball nut and the game is on tonight.
Yeah, this is good. This is modern for sure. Right?
Definitely.
I think it's becoming more and more modern, this idea of saying you're crazy about something, because our culture is, media is kind of splitting off into so many niche areas, right? Mm-hmm. Just within podcasting, you can find a podcast on so many weird topics, right?
Right. Exactly.
And so like if you're a nut about insects or something. Like, I mean, I'm an insect nut. I have to listen to all my insect related podcasts and learn about how to collect them.
That's funny. Yeah, that's not me.
That's me neither. Funny. Thank goodness.
That's funny. What's the last one, Lindsay?
Are you taking IELTS in 2020? You can find out with 7 easy questions what score you would get if you took the exam tomorrow. Take our score quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and we'll see you there.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, a tough nut to crack. So this is interesting. I hear this more and more nowadays. Mm. And something that's not easy to do, whether it's a thing or maybe a person, you're trying to get to answer something, or maybe you're trying to understand them. I don't know, Michelle, explain this one to me, because I actually don't really know how to use this.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, it's basically, all right, so for example, I wanted to get the gossip out of Jason, but he's a tough nut to crack. It means, I mean, think of this person as a nut, and how if you have a nut that you can't get the actual nut out of, right, the shell is too thick, right, or hard to crack, really, it's like you can't get the information. So that's one way. And then the other way is the same idea, but it's not necessarily out of a person. It's, man, I can't find my way around. This city is a tough nut to crack. So it's basically just hard to get to the thing that you actually need.
I see. I get it. It makes total sense. There's a protective shell around the thing and you can't quite penetrate it, right? That makes a lot of sense. Love
exactly. it. Exactly. So that's, guys, I mean, it's important to know these, because these are common words and people use them in different ways. And, you know, we've only scratched the surface. There's tons more with this word. Tons more. But we only have a time for a few today. So maybe we'll do another one in the future.
Yeah, or maybe, who knows, maybe we'll do one on our Instagram channel. So watch out for that, guys, right?
Definitely.
Could be a good idea. Could be kind of fun. Guys, make sure that you are following us on Instagram. Go over, type All Ears English into Instagram and look for the yellow. We have about 10K followers and a lot of people are over there. So go and join us. Yeah, cool.
See you there.
All right, so in this role play, what's going on? So I'm telling you, Michelle, about my latest vacation plan. Okay.
Yes.
All right, of course we're going to take a red eye because that's what we always do. All right, so Michelle, we're taking a red eye.
Oh, Lindsay, you're nuts. You always do that and regret it.
I know, but it's worth it. So I'll take the red eye to San Francisco and then I'll take another flight to Hawaii, but then I have to rent a car and drive 50 miles to my hotel.
So in a nutshell, it's going to take you a million years to get there.
Well, I'm a travel nut. It doesn't matter. I love it. I think you should take a red eye sometimes.
Nah.
You're a tough nut to crack, Michelle. You might like it, you know.
Oh, nuts. I forgot my phone. I'll be right back.
That's funny. Oh, that is so what happened to me last year when we went to Cambodia. We tried to save a ton of money, but we ended up going through China. We went from Boston to LA to China to Cambodia, and we did it both ways. It was a crazy cheap flight. It was like, I think $500 round trip, but we were a mess when we got there, and it was crazy.
I bet. I bet. Oh my gosh. You know what? I was thinking about a tough nut to crack. I feel like I most frequently hear it about saying, like, a person doesn't want to say something, doesn't want to, like, say a secret or something. But it could be used in this way. But I will say, guys, I think it's more frequently used in another way.
Yeah, I would agree. It's like, it comes back to the protective shell, right, that you have around you, and it just you can't get through it. So, yeah, I agree. That use would be better. But just for the sake of the example today, you guys see what we mean.
Exactly. So let's go through it. So first I said, you're nuts about taking the red eye.
Yeah, and that totally would be used today. I would complete, this is modern, this is normal, this is natural, guys. Okay, you're nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You probably said that before on an
probably
episode about red eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably.
And I'm about to do two more red eyes too.
Oh my goodness,
that'll
Lindsay
be fun. All right, so then you said, so in a nutshell, it's going to take you a million years to get there. So you're summarizing, and it's in kind of a funny way, a bit of a sarcastic way.
Right, right, right. And you said, well, I'm a travel nut. It doesn't matter. So you're saying, but I love to travel, you know, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we just explained you're a tough nut to crack. That might not be the best use. So guys, make sure you're on the lookout for a better way to use that in your conversations. Yeah. And then?
And then I said, oh, nuts. I forgot my phone. I might not really say that, guys, but it's a good example. So you might hear people say that in cartoons or something.
Yeah. Or maybe if our listeners are listening to watching some reruns of, I don't know, TGIF or something, they might hear it or something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, what's the takeaway? This has been a fun episode today.
Yes, Michelle, this was fun. Guys, you know, learn multiple idioms and meanings of a word so that you're prepared when you hear them in an unfamiliar context, right?
Yeah.
So these are a great start. And, you know, we can do more on specific kinds of nuts in the future because there are those as well. But yeah, learn multiple ways to use a word.
Yeah, I still think we should have our nut debate here, Michelle, in another episode. We should debate out which nut is the best nut.
That sounds like a fun time.
Health data and all kinds of other good things.
Oh,
portability for snacks. I don't know. All kinds of good stuff is coming up soon, guys.
All right,
Michelle, thanks for hanging out today, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.